This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has decided to observe the 25th of June every year as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. On this day in 1975, former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi imposed an emergency in the country. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the decision is intended to honour the spirit of millions who struggled to revive democracy despite facing inexplicable persecution at the hands of an oppressive government. He added that the observance of Samvidhan Hatya Divas will help keep the eternal flame of individual freedom and the defence of the country's democracy alive in every Indian. Mr. Shah said on June 25th, the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, in a brazen display of dictatorial mindset, strangled the soul of Indian democracy by imposing the emergency on the nation. He added that lakhs of people were thrown behind bars for no fault of their own and the voice of the media was silenced. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the role of BIMSTEC as an engine for economic and social growth, reaffirming India's commitment to a peaceful, prosperous, resilient and safe BIMSTEC region. The foreign ministers from the BIMSTEC member states today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The Prime Minister had a fruitful discussion with the ministers on strengthening the regional cooperation in areas including connectivity, energy, trade, health, agriculture, science, security and people-to-people exchanges. During the meeting, Mr. Modi highlighted BIMSTEC's significance to India's neighbourhood first and look east policies, as well as in his Sagar vision for security and growth for all in the region. India and Bhutan have agreed to work together in the areas of climate change, air quality, forest, wildlife management and capacity building in the field of environment and climate change. A delegation from Bhutan, headed by Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Jem Shering, met Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, in New Delhi. Both the leaders discussed issues related to air quality, climate change, forest, natural resources, wildlife and renewable energy. Mr. Singh stated that both countries share same geography, ecosystem as well as common values of democracy. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in a money laundering case linked to the alleged leak-out policy scam. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta referred to a larger bench the Delhi Chief Minister's petition challenging the arrest by the Enforcement Directorate. Mr. Kejriwal will, however, remain in custody since he was arrested by the CBI under the Prevention of Corruption Act in relation to the same liquor policy case on the 25th of last month. The report of the Uniform Civil Code in Uttarakhand is available to the general public from today. Chairman of the Rules and Implementation Committee, Shatrughan Singh, released the report of the expert committee, Uniform Civil Code Uttarakhand. It is available in four volumes. The report of the expert committee is available on the website www.ucc.uk.gov.in. The Enforcement Directorate has detained Karnataka former minister B. Nagendra in a money laundering case today. The Ballari Rural Assembly constituency MLA from Congress was taken into custody today morning in Bengaluru to probe the alleged scam in the Karnataka Maharishi Valmiki Scheduled Tribes Development Corporation, where funds worth 187 crore rupees were transferred illegally. BJP today continued its attack on the Karnataka government over the reported diversion of funds from the Scheduled Caste Sub-Plan and Tribal Sub-Plan for implementing 5 guarantees scheme in the state. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior party leader and Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal alleged that SC and ST welfare funds have been diverted to fulfill the poll promises related to guarantees made by the senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, which is in violation of the constitution. In Assam, the flood situation improved further, but more than 2,500 villages of 86 revenue circles across 26 districts are still reeling under the flood, and over 39,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. And that is the end of this news bulletin.